take a look at a passage, Luke chapter 19, verse number 11. And this is a parable that not too many people speak about. It's called the parable of the minas. It's very similar to the parable of the pounds or the talents, but it's very different. Verse number 11 of Luke chapter 19. Now as they heard these things, he, Jesus, spoke another parable. You know what a parable is, don't you? It's a fictional story that somebody made up typically on the spot, where Jesus was trying to teach a truth and wanted to put that truth into a story that the people would never forget. Because people oftentimes forget your points, but if you have a gripping story, they'll never forget the story, and you can weave the message into the story. Jesus made up a story on the spot. It's a fictional story. And he taught some terrific truth. But why did he make up the story? Well, look at the next word. He spoke another parable because. This is the reason. Because what? Because he, Jesus, was near Jerusalem. And because they, the disciples, thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately. As you may know, they were coming down from the north in Israel, down to south to where Jerusalem was, and they were thinking, this is when Jesus is going to set up his kingdom. This is when there'll be a great war. This is when the Romans will be overthrown. This is when Jerusalem will become the center of the earth. The Gentiles will bring the wealth, and that we will rule the 12 different tribes, just like Jesus promised. But Jesus had been telling them, without them actually hearing it, that I'm not setting up my physical kingdom now. I'm setting up my spiritual kingdom now, but not my physical kingdom. And he wanted to answer a question they weren't going to ask till later, which was, if you're not setting up your kingdom now, and you're going away, and we can't follow you now, and you're going to be in heaven for a while, and then you're coming back the second time to set up your kingdom, what on earth are we supposed to do between your first and your second coming? You've been with us all this time. You've told us what to do. You've trained us. What are we supposed to do between the first and the second coming? And that question still remains for you and me today. What am I supposed to do? What are you supposed to do between the first coming and the second coming of Jesus? So take a look at verse 12. Therefore, because they thought the kingdom was going to happen, therefore, he made up a story, and he said to them, a certain nobleman, which is him in the story, went into a far country, that's heaven, and to receive for himself a kingdom, and after he gets the kingdom, he returns. So here's what's taking place. Jesus is talking to them. Certain nobleman himself goes into a far country to receive a kingdom for himself, and then to come back and return. So what does he do in between the two periods? Verse number 13. So he called 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 minas, a mina's amount of money, and each one got one, received one, and said to them, here's what I want you to do while I'm gone. I want you to do business until I come back. This is pretty typical back in the time of the New Testament, where when the owner of an estate left, he would assign to the people that worked for him, his slaves or servants. And sometimes Jesus is using an illustration that he wanted his servants to make money for him. I went to the ATM machine at the hotel this morning to get some money, to use it as an illustration. So Jesus comes and he gives to each of the 10 people a mina. He doesn't give a different amount like the parable of the talents where you got according to your ability. In this illustration, everybody gets one, gets a mina, a hunk of money. And then Jesus says to his servants, I want you to do business with my money, make it grow. I don't care how you do it. I don't care how you do it. That's up to you. But while I'm gone, I want you to make money with mine until I come back. Well, obviously, Jesus isn't going to give the disciples money while he's gone. Well, what's he trying to do? He's answering the question because they thought he was going to set up his kingdom and he's not going to set up his kingdom. And therefore, he's not talking about real money. He is in the story, but he's talking about you and me. And he says, I've given you a life. And while I'm gone in heaven, and Revelation teaches he hasn't received that kingdom yet, and then he's going to come back, and he's going to want to know, what did you do with you? What did he do with you? And the interesting thing about this is Jesus gave it as a command, and he said, I command you to do business for me. I'm not suggesting you do business for you. I want you to do business for me. I want you to take yourself, because you are the greatest asset you have, is you. You've been created in the image of God. You have unlimited creativity. What you can do is beyond what you can imagine you can do. Can you imagine taking out a cell phone to a guy born in 1800? And he says, what is this? He says, no, I can speak to somebody on the other side of America. No, you can't. Yes, I can. How can you do that? I can talk into this box. You can talk into the box? Yes. And where? How does it get to the other side of America? Well, it goes through the air. It goes through the air. You mean you can yell loud enough and it goes through the air and it gets there? No. And how does he hear it on the other side? He has a box like this. He has a box like this. What does he do with his box? No, he puts it next to his ear. Well, what does he hear? Me speaking. He can't hear you speaking. He's too far away. No, in fact, I can see him. Where is he? No, he's on here. He can't fit in here. Oh, what do you mean he's in here? Well, let me show you. And you get FaceTime and you begin talking to him. What would he think of this? Guess who made this? People who decided to make it. They're just like you and me. You have unlimited creativity. Everything you see in this room was made by somebody else and it wasn't God. It was made in the image of God. Every single thing, a light, the sound system, the stage, the carpet, everything, that's you. And therefore, Jesus doesn't tell them what to do. He said, no, I don't care what you do. It's up to you what you want to do with you. But while I'm gone, I want you to take you and maximize what I want done on the earth for me while I'm gone. So here's the question as we get into this. What did you do for Jesus this past week? I don't mean coming to church. You're not doing anything. I'm doing it right now. And the choir was doing it. And that amazing lady who was singing, I thought she was going to go right off into heaven. And the guy next to me, he could not remain seated. He was holding the chair, and finally it was too much. And he got up and he started to dance. And as a white person, I watched him. It was wonderful. Oh, what's my point? What did you do last week? Not what did you want to do. Not what you thought you should do. What did you do? What did you do with you that he wanted done? And my question is next week. What did you do? What are you planning on doing? When you think about this, you and I only have three things, actually. We have time. We all have the same amount of time. I can use the time to do whatever I want. It's my time. I have some talents. Not very many, but I have some. You have some talents. I had nothing to do with my talents. I'm responsible to grow them and maximize them, but they were given to me. You have talents. Everybody does. And we have treasure. We have some money. what we do with our money. That is the mina in this passage. Your time, your talent, your treasure. So this past week, how much money did you use in doing business for Christ? You mean real cash? Real cash. What did you do? Don't say you don't have any money. Sure you did. You bought a Starbucks. Every day you bought a Starbucks. No, I'm not kidding. All right, maybe I'm not. So my question is, he's trying to answer this question between the first and the second coming. And he says, I want you to do business till I come. You know what he didn't say? I will do business for you till I come. Or I will do the business in you till I come. No? You do business. Which means you can do a little bit of business, a medium size, or a lot of business, but really it's up to me and it's up to you. Take a look at what happens. Verse 14, kind of a little parenthesis, but his citizens, not his servants, but his citizens hated him, hated Jesus, nation of Israel, and sent a delegation after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And so it was, and Jesus is jumping to the end of the story here, when he returned. From where? From heaven. Having received the kingdom, he then commanded these 10 servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him that he might know how much. Jesus is concerned with how much. It's how much. How much every man had gained by trading or doing business is the Greek word there. I never was taught that God cared about how much. And yet Jesus' whole point is, while I'm gone, take your life and produce a lot of how much. How much every man had gained by trading. Jesus gave everybody the freedom to do whatever they want with their time. You could get up right this minute and walk out of this. It's your time. You could get out of the store and go over to Chili's restaurant and buy whatever you wanted. That's your treasure. You could do whatever you want this afternoon. It's up to you. And Jesus delegates that to me. But all the only thing he wants is, I give you one. What are you giving me when I come see you back? Because you have your whole life to produce much for me. So let's see what takes place. Verse number 16. Then, at the second coming, came the first servant of Christ, saying, Master, your mina has earned 10 minas. Man, to grow your wealth 10 times, not doubling, not tripling, not to grow 4 times, but to grow 10 times. You know, the ATM only gives $20 bills. So here's a $20 bill. That's a mina in the story. Jesus leaves. You do business. Maximize my kingdom until I come back. Then I'm going to call you, and I want you to tell me how you did. You gave me 20, and I grew it 10 times. 10 times. 20, 40, 60, 80, 100, 120, 140, 160, 180. Man, if I came to you this afternoon and said, if you give me $100, next year I'll come back and I'll give you $1,000 plus your 100 you gave me, how many of you would be interested? That's growing 10 times. That's amazing. What's Christ talking about? Let me get real to the point. You're one. Grow your impact 10 times. Why? Because you can.